Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. Finally, a little bit of good news and a little bit of optimism. Warriors beat the Rockets in a thrilling overtime game, a Kevin Durant, Draymond Green matchup. And yeah, a lot of very good clutch minutes. We finally get the juices flowing again, finally get some positive plays when it matters most. Honestly, felt like another pretty on script game where the Warriors would come out fast, have the lead at halftime, lose that lead in the third quarter, maybe make it close in the fourth, and then come up short. But the script changed in that fourth quarter, and the Warriors found a way to get to overtime, almost had a chance or had a chance to win it, but ultimately came out and outplayed the Rockets in overtime. I mean, my immediate takeaway is that with Steph Curry gone and, you know, not a ton to truly play for, especially bigger picture, these are the games where you're going to get a lot of growth. The reps that you can get in clutch minutes in a high profile, you know, Amazon Prime Video game against a good opponent, and especially on the road, and you get chances to figure out, you know, who's taking the shots, who's initiating the plays for the Warriors. You get a lot of just very, very important reps for guys, especially your guards like Melton and Pajemski, particularly. And it's something to build off of and just confidence builders going forward. And not only for them, but for the team. And how many times have we seen over the past, whatever, the entire Warriors dynasty where, you know, end of games, the ball's always in Steph Curry's hands initiating plays. And you get secondary or tertiary guys that, like an Andrew Wiggins, for example, that he just disappears in that fourth quarter because you'd rather have the ball in Steph Curry's hands, but he just hasn't had a guy like Wiggins hasn't had all the reps at the end of the game, or just haven't had to initiate plays at the end of the game. Do you want guys like Pajemski, Melton, who, you know, come playoff time or even next year when it matters most, and, you know, they throw that double triple team at Steph Curry? You need someone else who can feel confident to make plays at the end of the game. And that's what this time and, you know, season is for the Warriors, given the circumstances, is a chance for guys to get those important reps so that it pays dividends in the future when clutch moments arise. A lot of the time, it seems that whoever got isolated against Şengün was going to initiate the play. But for the most part, it was a pretty healthy balance between Pajemski and Melton. Ball was hopping around in general, which is always a good thing. But Pajemski, I mean, like Steve Kerr said, you know, it probably is Pajemski's best game of the season. Had 26 points, 7 in overtime, where he went 3 of 3. Knocked down a three-pointer kind of early overtime. And then the next possession down, nice driving kind of to the middle of the lane, and I won't call it a dunk, but he was up there. We'll call it a finger roll that he kind of directed downwards, but a nice driving finger roll at that point. And I just thought all game he let it come to him. He didn't force. He was under control. When he was getting downhill, he found shooters. He found the right pass. It wasn't, you know, for a lot of the missed finishes that he has, and he needs to work on finishing around the hoop. He did a good job in terms of not forcing terrible shots. And I thought by playing at that speed, and then also obviously by knocking down some shots, best kind of most composed game offensively for Pajemski. And I got to give him credit, you know, when that shot's going and he's playing like this, and you know, we always know he's fearless. And at the end of the games, he's one of best end of shot clock players statistically in the league this year. So we know he has that dog in him, but to be able to kind of put it together for, you know, two consecutive games now and just something to build off of, was strong down the stretch of last season too. So maybe he's just like a late season type blossomer, but we're starting to see a little bit of that progression with Pajemski. For the most part this year, it's been kind of on par with what he was his first 2 years. The stats will pretty much back that, but he's starting to show, you know, maybe like averaging close to a point more per game now this year, a little bit better on the defensive end, percentages shooting kind of about where they've been. I would like to see the three-point shot start to progress a bit, but has been getting better the last couple of games. So we'll see in the aggregate and in the long run, you know, can it be an improved season for Pajemski? Or is he just going to kind of continue this inconsistent of great play and then poor play? But got to give him player of the game. Great job by Pods last night. D'Anthony Melton, kind of more the same with him. I mean, just continues to be the one guy that can create advantages for you off the dribble. I thought it'd be tough against kind of a bigger Rockets team, and I thought Amen Thompson would just kind of lock him up. But for the most part, Melton's still doing what he does. Took him over 20 field goal attempts to do it, but got what he finished with, like 22, 23 points. Again, just finding ways downhill. The one thing about Melton is that not only is his first step quick and he can get downhill, particularly to his left, but he's a really good set of counter moves, right? He can decelerate a lot of the time and kind of get to a step back, kind of mid key, which didn't work against Durant. Durant kind of blocked him, the one that got called a foul but turned into a block when it got reviewed. But aside from that, he's always been able to kind of find a counter move in the lane, find an acrobatic finish, very strong finisher, both left and right. And then obviously he can shoot. So, I really appreciate his counter move game. And I think of guys that are, undersized like Pajemski can find more counter moves after you start to get downhill. Now you're going to find more finishes and now you're going to start scoring, in the higher teens per game, kind of like Melton has been. Thought the minutes were going to catch up to Melt. We've kind of been limiting him to that 24, 25 minute range. And as you go into overtime, you saw that Steve Kerr, subs LJ Cryer in just to kind of buy Melton a couple minutes. Cryer, on side note, had four threes, kept us in the game, had a big three in overtime, started to make a couple mistakes, kind of overhelped on one that led to a three. Went too early on offense when I think Post was setting a screen turnover on a moving screen, which was Cryer's fault. Also had like another foul like right after that, so I had to pull him out, put Melton back in. But I thought Cryer was important in this game, and he can shoot the ball. But back to Melton, thought the fatigue was gonna kind of kick in. Started, I think the Warriors were up five with the ball with like maybe a minute and a half left, and just gets ripped by Amen Thompson. Next possession down, fouls Durant shooting a three, just kind of a lazy, bad reach and not a good foul there, maybe fatigue. But Durant misses a free throw. And then on the way back down, Melton and the biggest possession of the game drives in isolation, misses, but gets that put back with about 5 seconds left. And the rest is history. So again, secondary player of the game. Actually, we'll leave secondary player of the game to the guy I'm going to talk to next. But Melton, another good game. Secondary player of the game, Draymond Green. Very one of the better games for Draymond. I know he didn't score a ton, but he, for the most part, denied and did a very good job against Durant. As good as you're going to see. Durant, on that note, choked with the game on the line, missed two free throws, banked in a free throw that he was trying to miss. And I think he'd made like 31, I think on the broadcast he said 36 straight free throws before he missed two in a row. But yeah, aside from that, I just thought Draymond, nobody knows Durant better in the spots that Durant wants to get to more than Draymond Green. He knows Durant wants to get left. He knows he wants to pull up right to that baseline. Draymond Green, if you've heard him talk about it before, knows pretty much any key player's percentages from every spot on the floor. He knows his go-to move, his secondary move, his counter move. He's always a half step ahead and knows what another player's trying to do. And he does his work ahead of time. He, is physical and doesn't let players get to their spots to catch the ball. Just when you ask him to be in denial against a guy like Kawhi, against a guy like Durant, where he doesn't have any responsibilities to help on defense and he can just focus on getting in to a superstar and denying, he gets low. He uses that lower body strength and he keeps them from getting to their spots to catch the ball. And that's already a win. When you get them off their spot and having to rely on their second and third moves, that's when Draymond Green feasts and forces you into a lower percentage shooting night than you want. And, I won't say a masterpiece last night on KD, but showed that he can still offer great value against great players on the defensive side. On the offensive side, only number I care about with Draymond Green, only one turnover. Only one turnover last night, had a few very nice assists, much better assist to turnover ratio, just taking care of the ball, playing with under control. Had a little bliff of grabbing Jabari Smith's ankle or whoever it was. In that moment when he got teed up for that, I was thinking, I'm like, he hasn't really done anything kind of like stupid and reckless in a while, and he hasn't really been playing great in general. Maybe it's true, like we've said a lot in the past, that he needs to do something just kind of like reckless and Draymond Green just to kind of get himself fired up and just kind of get into the game and just kind of play with that chip on his shoulder. It's been nice to not see the technical fouls and the stupid flagrants and flails that he has, but I will say he tends to play better after he does that. And that was the case last night. A smaller technical foul, but for whatever it's worth, Draymond Green had a good game last night. So I just thought that was ironic, but also kind of interesting to see. Lastly, just kind of on the thought of Draymond, Steve Kerr's kind of abandoned a bit of that small ball, right? I mean, I get with Steph Curry out, it doesn't really work as much, but Draymond's been at the four pretty much every minute lately. It's because you've been able to play Horford, who's been great. Got to give shout outs to Al, another great game by him. He's been great at that center spot, allowing Dre to play the four. Post, good minutes, did a good job against Şengün, forced him into some misses that, sometimes the ball just doesn't go in, but Post has filled spot minutes well and more limited time. And then you got Porzingis, who we won't really talk about much, but in theory, he's going to come back and be able to give you some minutes at that center spot. Warriors have been effective, aborting small ball and just letting Draymond play the four. And, the Warriors out-rebounded Houston last night. I think they had more points in the paint than Houston last night. Warriors have been much better since they've been able to play big. Part of that is also playing Gui Santos and letting him play kind of a big wing role. So you haven't seen the Warriors get punked around for being tiny quite as much lately. And, it can be a criticism that Steve Kerr was playing too small earlier in the season, but then it can also be a credit that he's kind of gotten away from it lately and it's been more effective. And I hope that he continues to stay a little bit bigger when Curry does return. Yes, you can still go to your kind of speed small ball lineup, particularly if you just need some points and put Dre at the five when it makes sense. But for the most part, I would like to see when Steph Curry returns, stick with this traditional lineup. Keep Horford at that five and just kind of have him and Porzingis alternating there. Keep Dre at that four and then kind of play off of that from there. All right. Good one, guys. Good to be back and in a good mood finally, man. We have the Thunder coming up tomorrow. Hey, let's do what we've been doing and let's win a half, right? Win that first half, compete, see if you can kind of stay in that game in that second half. But the Warriors have been good in first halves against good teams lately. Let's see if you can just kind of come out, put it on the Thunder, and just show that, this team is kind of for real in terms of competing and being tough and playing beyond what their roster and their talent on the floor is. So let's just kind of keep exceeding and giving it to teams and being physical. All right, you guys have a good weekend. Until next time, I am Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.